Gary Carter and his son Matthew are taking an advanced ukulele class. Over the past 4 years, they have bonded over playing the ukulele.
The ukulele is a fun instrument, and it's really joyful for me.
And it really gives me an opportunity to share time with Matthew, and something I'll treasure for the rest of my life.
The Carters were among the hundreds of people drawn to the workshops and performances at the Strathmore Arts Center, and to UkeFest held each year across the U.S. and internationally. 14-year-old Jonathan Maltz picked up the instrument a year ago and is already writing his own songs.
It's very happy, the tone, and you can start playing some pretty intermediate to advanced songs in a short while.
The ukulele is a popular instrument because it's small, portable, and considered easy to learn. Julie Siegel is just starting out.
You can play a song, and you can play a one-chord song. You could learn that in 2 minutes, probably. So that's the cool thing about the ukulele. Four strings, not so hard.
5-year-old Alice Bradley started playing the instrument when she was only 3.
I love playing ukulele because I play fun songs.
8-year-old Yoko Kona, who came all the way from Hawaii for the event, picked up the instrument for the first time just a few days ago.
It's very small, and it's like a small guitar. And it sounds very cool.
She wanted to learn the ukulele after hearing it back home, where it's part of traditional Hawaiian music. During UkeFest, the Hula Honeys from Hawaii provided a taste of that music. The ukulele evolved from guitars brought to Hawaii in the late 1800s by Portuguese immigrants. It made its way to the U.S. mainland, where it's been seen largely as a novelty instrument, although its popularity has varied over the years. UkeFest organizer Kathy Fink says in the last 10 years, the instrument has experienced another revival.
There have been sprouts all over the country, and really all over the world, of people who have started adapting the ukulele to different styles of music.
Among them is Mark Revinson, also known as Lil Rev, who travels around the U.S. and Canada teaching people about the wide variety of music that can be played on the ukulele.
You can't play a sad song on the ukulele. It tends to bring a lot of light and happiness into this world, and that's why I play the ukulele.
Kevin Rank is pleased to be learning from top musicians at UkeFest. He says people who don't play the ukulele are surprised it can create a big sound.
I think a lot of them think it might be a toy or it might be a novelty. But then when they hear it and they realize it's a serious instrument.
We're strumming all day.
A serious instrument that makes people smile and want to join in the fun. Deborah Block, VOA News, Bethesda, Maryland.